AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Uvalde, Texas, the school board has fired school's police chief Pete Arredondo for failures during May's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, where 19 students and two teachers were killed. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Officers armed with rifles waited in a school hallway for more than an hour while the gunman carried out the shooting. Arredondo has tried to defend his actions, telling a Texas House committee that he did not consider himself to be the incident commander on the scene. State police, in a damning investigative report in July, had criticized the police chief for failing to take charge of the scene, not breaching the classroom sooner, and wasting time by looking for a key to a likely unlocked door.
In Ukraine, mostly quiet celebrations of the nation's Independence Day. President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife paid tribute at memorials to the 9,000 Ukrainian soldiers killed. Later, he said Russian rockets hit a train station in central Ukraine today, killing 22. President Biden has announced federal student loan debt relief for families he says need it most.
The president says he's delivering on a campaign pledge by canceling $10,000 in student debt for millions of Americans earning up to $125,000 and up to $20,000 for those with the greatest need.
95% of the borrowers can benefit from these actions. That's 43 million people.
The White House says some 20 million will have their entire debt erased. At the same time, the president says he's extending the pause on loan payments one last time through year's end, saying the combination of payment resumption and targeted relief makes this an economically responsible plan that will help families while not having any meaningful impact on inflation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks closed modestly higher on Wall Street today. This is AP News. A baseball matinee in Pittsburgh today with the Braves overwhelmed the Pirates to move within 1.5 games of the NL East lead. Correspondent Josh Roundtree was there.
Kyle Wright moved to 16-5 on the year by allowing just two hits over seven innings as the Braves pounded the Pirates 14-2 to sweep their series. Matt Olson hit an eighth-inning grand slam into the Allegheny River, part of a three-hit day, and Dansby Swanson plated three runs in the offensive eruption.
Just kind of happened up and down throughout the lineup. I felt like we were good hitting with guys on base today, and that's usually a pretty good recipe to score a lot of runs.
It's a 14th win in 16 games for Atlanta. Kevin Newman homered for the Pirates, now 30 games under 500. Josh Roundtree, Pittsburgh.
There was one other highlight for the Bucks. Rookie O'Neill Cruz lashed a third-inning single to right that came off the bat at 122.4 miles per hour. It's the hardest hit ball in the 7 years Major League Baseball has measured exit velocity. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.